Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
BJ and Jamie.
Alrighty, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios right here in Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9. I think we're all tired today. We're also heard on the Odyssey app. You can get that free app and put it on your phone. We'll take you wherever you go. And we're right there with you. And also the podcast will be there later on today. I say tired because I know Carson went to a hockey game last night.
Yeah, went into overtime, but the Avs got it done. They tied it up with 1 minute left, and then we go into overtime. Our goalie makes a save on a breakaway. We go down and score and win. Woo!
You can tell he's still drunk.
It was a great night. I mean, I was amped.
Fidel,
aren't the Rangers good too, right? They beat the Rangers?
They're decent, but they're not.
It sounds like you're a little too pumped then.
No. I mean, listen, we should have played better, but it was just the atmosphere. It was electric. It was awesome.
Not pumped. Drunk.
It was a dirge of a game up until that point. So.
Dirge of a game.
I can't stop talking about it, though.
Couple more cocktails. I'm not even sure you know who actually won the game.
The
it's
going to
be
baby.
Cold, man, for the weekend, isn't it, Spadil?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be real cold.
All right, I got the report here. Arctic blast.
It's coming.
And they're
be
saying
ready.
It's a part of a system called El Nina. Now, El Nina is something, El Nina.
El Nina comes every, 4 years, right? Or no, that's El Nino. I don't know, dude. I'm not a weather guy.
Yeah, I led you down the rabbit hole. Yeah. All right, here we go.
An Arctic blast and snow will be headed away. Okay. By Friday evening, the Arctic front will sweep through. Not only will that usher in colder air, but it will bring an upslope flow. That means that snow will be possible Friday night into Saturday.
Gotcha.
And then we watch an even colder shot of air as we get Sunday into Monday. So it's a little layered event, if you will. With all of that said, enjoy your time all the way through Thursday. By Friday, things start to really get active. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday will all be first alert weather days for snow and extreme cold.
Extreme. They're saying wind chills of minus 30 or even colder. Ugh.
You lose a finger. You go outside too long.
Lose a finger? Lose a head?
Yeah.
Just hibernate all weekend.
I'm seeing that it's actually La Nina or El Nino, so it's like either one, right?
Oh.
And it says during La Nina conditions, the jet streams are much more amplified, which means drier and warmer conditions, but that also means more frequent cold outbreaks.
Man, you are brilliant.
Yeah, that's
dude,
from National
dude.
Weather Science.
Yeah. All right, well, we've got it going on. It's going to get bitter cold for the weekend. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, just getting started this morning. Anybody heard from Jamie?
Nah,
nobody.
Nothing
no, text, nothing.
Not yet.
Lost card. put the cans out, nothing like that?
No, it's Wednesday, no cans.
So, okay. All right. Well,
we'll keep an eye out.
Scout the building. See if we can find her. Got to be here somewhere, right?
Right.
All right. We'll be right back. We'll take a quick break and return. It is a Wednesday here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, Jamie. I almost sent the posse out for you today.
Well, you know what? It's crazy because, I mean, the team was just, I mean, it was crazy. It was epic. And then and we went into overtime and then we shot and we scored. It was, whoa, man. And I was like, what? I was pumped. I was amped. I was crazy amped.
Everyone was amped.
Actually, here's what happened. I was super amped because I actually was at a birthday party, and then I threw down a California roll down my throat, and then it shot down the other side, and then somebody spilled soy sauce all over my phone, and it smells like soy sauce, and that was crazy, but I was amped. And then we went into overtime, and everybody went to the bar, and I was like, you guys, I have to go to work tomorrow, and then I went home.
Trying to follow here. You had sushi last night?
Well, we had a big birthday party last night.
Oh, you did?
Whose
birthday was it?
Mark's.
Oh, okay.
My friend Mark. Yeah.
In sushi,
yeah.
Oh, I love sushi.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
It was just, I don't even know what everybody was eating. It was like a charcuterie board of sushi.
Just a variety.
And it was, there were 15 of us at a sushi place. That poor guy.
Wow.
Where'd you go?
I don't know. Moto.
Yeah, I thought maybe you went to the sushi den.
Oh, no. Huh? Yeah, something Moto.
Yeah, that sushi den, man. That place is, it's tops.
Yeah, this is just as good. This is just
really
as
good.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
I never really, most places I go to are pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, they have pretty high standards at sushi places.
Yeah. They kind of got to.
Business,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Or not kill somebody.
Well, I don't know. There is, well, I won't mention it. But anyway, particular one that I mean, it's clean and it's fresh, but it just bugs me a little bit because it's all on that little system, you know,
the choo-choo
train.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. There's one that's in our town, here as far as Colorado, and it's on a choo-choo train kind of thing, and you're like, how long has that been rolling?
Also, it goes by everyone.
Right.
So, like, they're bringing that
my kid thought it was amazing when he was little, but then as you get older, you're like, huh, it's like a hot dog and a roller. How long is it going to be on that train?
It's like 7-Eleven and their hot dogs. They've been on the roller for a while.
Yeah, but it's fun.
I've never been to one with the conveyor belt, but I used to go to one up in, on Havana, and it was an all-you-could-eat sushi. And you got to kind of be on your, on your toes a little bit when you go to one of those.
Yeah.
But it was delicious. It was good.
Yeah.
But it was an all-you-could-eat.
Nice.
One feed, bang, you're out of there.
Anyway, so we had a birthday party last night. It was, like I said, it's like 15 beat. I just feel bad because, here's this waiter like, really? And, I mean, we're just, Yeah, so it was really fun, though.
So I could see you, Spadil, being a sushi hater.
Oh, I don't like sushi at all.
Yeah, I can see that.
I wish I liked sushi, though, because it would be so convenient for dating, but I just don't like it.
Well,
so,
they have real food there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have, like, beef and broccoli. And
yeah, stuff. I need stuff like that.
Yeah, it was really fun. We had a great time.
It would be convenient for dating.
It would.
I feel bad because, like, some of the people kind of showed up a little bit late, and then they had to be in a booth over there. You know, that's
so
always
separated.
Yeah. It's like
the kids' table. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
Yeah. But I always hate that, too.
I know. It's like, oh, sorry, you're over there.
Yeah, and sometimes they'll ask, like, you've got a party of eight, let's say, or nine, whatever. You go into a place and they'll ask, is it okay if you sit here and these people sit over here? No, it's not okay. Well, like, figure this out.
We did ask to move, like the table towards the aquarium, like, up against there. And the guy said no.
No.
Shot down.
He said no.
No.
No. No.
Ain't gonna happen.
No. You can't do that. Yeah.
All right. I mentioned earlier that we have an Arctic cold coming our way. It's gonna be -30, they're saying.
What?
Minus wind chill.
Oh, wind chill.
-30.
Gotcha.
Could be even colder. That's brutal. That's why Jamie and I are getting the hell out of town.
Yeah, you guys are leaving.
Get the hell out of here, right?
Yeah,
that's
kidding.
Crazy,
that
isn't
is crazy.
It?
Yeah.
Wow.
But make sure you say wind chill because I was like, what? BJ with the shock value.
Yeah. I do like the shock value of -30 when I saw it this morning. I'm like, yo, okay, man. I told Spadil, I said, Spadil, get me audio, but it's got to be Arctic cold. Got to be Arctic.
Doom and gloom.
Yeah, Don't come in here with something that's around zero. Yeah. It ain't going to work.
I know. Yeah, they did do some of the predictions of, I don't know why, but the Weather Service did predictions of different, I don't know what, it was weird because like Broomfield said zero. Denver said kind of zero. It wasn't like amazing.
No.
To be honest.
Yesterday was saying -6. And I think even the day before it was like -11. So it keeps going in the other direction.
Yeah, it
and
does.
I don't know. And even the snow, the forecast for that has kind of petered out, hasn't it?
No, it's kind of husk. But it's all right. It's all right.
But that's okay with me. Yeah, me I'm too. Already leaving again anyway. I don't care. <That's okay. laughs> Exactly. We're getting the heck out of here. There's a story this morning that John Daly was rushed to the hospital with some problem that he had surgery on his hand.
On his hand?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Huh.
Be rushed into surgery for your hand? Maybe. I love John Daly, by the way. His videos are great.
Maybe he just cut it.
He plays golf with a cigarette in his mouth,
yep.
Drinking his hand,
yeah,
swinging the club with one hand. Oh, you got to admire that.
He used to live
here.
He used to live in Castle Pines.
He has a house there, right?
Well, I don't think he does anymore. He used to.
Oh, he sold it?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway,
a long time ago he did.
That came out earlier this morning. All right, we'll take a quick break here. BJ, Jamie, Morning Show.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love John. I like John Daly. I think he's cool. Very cool.
BJ's had no sleep, by the way, in case you're wondering what's wrong with him.
I didn't have any sleep.
He's like, hey, -30. John Daly's in the hospital. Yeah.
Breaking news. Yeah. I just assumed it was those Diet Cokes and vodka. That had done it to him.
Yeah, he's not very good to health.
He says he drinks like 30 a day.
Yeah, he does.
30 Diet Cokes a day.
Well, that's why I thought when you were going to say he's in the hospital, I thought like he had a clogged artery or something.
That's what everybody thinks.
But then you said it was his hand. I was like, well, I got nothing then.
All right, we'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash. It's coming up next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So that is eastbound I-270 in Vasquez?
Yeah.
Okay, eastbound I-70, not I-70, eastbound I-270 at Vasquez. I guess there is a car accident. And I mean, when I say one lane, it's barely one lane getting through. It is one car at a time.
It looks like a rollover.
Yeah, so you guys
in the
are
middle of the
backed,
highway.
Back up. So just know what's going on. Okay, they're being called disaster tourists. Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, I mentioned this yesterday, that people were not very happy that they were standing around and she was had a baseball cap on and basically doing nothing. They live in Montecito. They don't have anything to do with the fires. They don't even, you know, I mean, he's not even really from, well, he's not from here. And they went to volunteer their time, but everybody's saying it just was for a photo op because what are you doing here? Now, the backlash really is the people of Altadena, because they are so angry because they haven't been allowed in to see their homes, to see if they're even there, to search through the rubble, to see if they can find a photo, to see if they can find anything from their house being burnt down. And yet, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry got a tour of the burned down homes.
I don't get it.
Nobody gets it.
Nobody gets this because it shouldn't be happening,
no.
Okay? The first people back in there should be people own those homes looking for some of their property instead of celebrities who get a tour so they can get photos of them helping. Like, any of us believe they help at all?
They didn't help at all.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It takes resources to get them in there.
And why are you allowed to look at my house? I can't look at my house.
Yeah.
Why did you get in there to look at my house?
And that's always baffled me about how the president of the United States, and I don't care who it is, how they rush to these hurricane zones and flyovers and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to do that anymore. Okay, maybe in the old days you did, but not anymore.
Well, yeah. In fact, Biden went to his granddaughter was giving birth, and it was in California, and he went to go and be there, and he actually impeded some of the rescue efforts because there was a no-fly zone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean,
that was early on, too.
Yes, correct. Yeah. That was like the second day. All right. So anyway, people are really upset, and I get it. Like, if my house burnt down and freaking, you know, Meghan Markle stepping on my property and I'm not allowed to look at it.
Yeah, and 15 cops surrounding them so that they're protected.
Exactly.
When you could use these resources somewhere else, and you've got people who can't even get back in there. I mean, you're standing around for days upon days just wondering if your house is even there or not.
Yeah, so it's pretty sad. Then the other thing that I don't understand is my friend Stretch, Mike Roberts, who I told you he lost his house. He didn't set up a GoFundMe. He set up it's called Buy Me a Cup of Coffee. I've never heard of this because he said that supposedly, and I don't know if this is true or not, you guys, but he said that he was told that if he sets up a GoFundMe, he's not allowed to get FEMA help.
I don't know.
Really?
That seems crazy to me.
Never heard of that.
Me either.
I wouldn't think that would have anything to do with it.
And how would they even know if he set up a GoFundMe, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so that's why he set up a Buy Me a Cup of Coffee account, which I also have never heard of. And, I mean, I'll share it, but I've just never heard of Buy Me a Cup of
Coffee. Is that a website?
I have no idea. Must be.
Yeah.
It's
kind of under the radar, collecting money.
I don't know.
Buy Me a Cup of Coffee.
That's the thing. I haven't heard about it, so... I'll figure it out and see if it's legit and stuff. But
so I saw this is directly from FEMA's website.
Okay.
It says if you receive money from a GoFundMe page for a specific disaster related expense, such as home repairs, funeral expenses, or other needs, you may not be able to receive FEMA aid for the same expense. That is directly from their website.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What do they care if I want to help a friend out with some money?
It's insane.
Jesus criminy.
That's ridiculous.
They hate us.
I swear
the government hates us.
Yeah. It says you can't receive duplicate benefits for the same thing.
What? Asinine.
But it's completely
asinine.
And how do they know what he's going to use the money for?
I have no idea.
No, I mean, I'm not yelling at you. Sorry.
Well, I think you state that on your GoFundMe page, what it's for.
Usually,
yeah.
I mean, you have to tell them so that they verify the funds and all that.
Yeah, you don't just put up there, I need money.
Yeah.
You have to explain what the situation is, and that's what they're tracking down probably.
Well, yeah,
I don't know how they do it.
You don't put in detail what you're going to use it for. You're just going to say, hey, Stretch has been involved. His house has been lost.
Yeah.
He's looking for funds to support, him and his wife and his daughter. And so please donate, but you don't itemize it yet. I mean,
no.
You can do whatever he wants with the money.
No, but what you just said is probably enough for FEMA to say you're not getting any money.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
I'm his friend. I'm allowed to give him money. And FEMA...
Yeah.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
No wonder he's doing that other way. Because they only say that one, right? Which is weird. GoFundMe page. Oh, or something similar.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Anyway, all right, going back to Meghan Markle and all that stuff, Kate Middleton says she is in remission from cancer, so that's good. Tuesday was the first time the princess has used the word remission to describe where she is on her cancer journey, so good for her, right? Right. All right, the guy, I don't know, he went viral. I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but there was this fan, an Eagles fan, and he was so mean to a Packers girl.
Oh,
super
he
mean.
Berated her.
He said the C word.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So there's this Eagles fan. He's sitting behind this really, I mean, she just seems nice, this Packers fan and her husband. And so they like said, yay, because it got like a first down or something. And he went after her. He called her ugly. He called her the C word. He told her she was dumb. He went ballistic. Well, he's been permanently, and she didn't say anything. She just looked at her husband's like, okay, well, I guess I'm ugly. She didn't react
to
him.
Yeah, she didn't engage at all.
No, and her husband didn't react to him. The mean guy said, told her husband to turn around, so he said, okay. And they were very calm. They were very polite to him, even though he wanted a fight, and they would just not even entertain it at all. Well, he's been banned from all the games. They also, the team also sent her a bunch of Packers gear, and now his company has terminated him.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Isn't Eagles fans considered the worst in the NFL?
Of all time.
Yeah.
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 They
really...
booed Santa Claus.
They
threw trash at him. Yeah.
At Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I hope they lose.
But he did not see that coming. He was some, big hoo-ha at his company. BCT Partners, a DEI-focused management consulting firm based in New Jersey, and they fired him.
That crap will get you fired these
days. Wow, yeah.
Just like him.
People film you now.
Yeah,
you know?
No kidding.
can't call women ugly C words.
No.
That's so crazy.
It is weird because it's like out of nowhere, all she did was clap that they got a first down.
Yeah.
She's like, you're an ugly C, you dumb C. And, oh my God, it was crazy. Lions versus the Commanders is going to be the most expensive game in NFL history.
I'm shocked on this.
Really? I can't believe it myself.
I don't know if I buy this.
The Detroit Lions-Washington Commanders matchup is expected to be the priciest NFL playoff ticket in history. Obviously not over the Super Bowl, but they're talking about as for a divisional round playoff matchup. So they're saying the average price right now is $1,000. So it's the most expensive game in the site's history, excluding Super Bowls, like I mentioned. So who knows? All right, let's hear. What else do I want to tell you? Oh, this Michael Lewis guy. Remember I talked to you about him yesterday. He's that 55-year-old man arrested on felony charges for allegedly stalking Caitlin Clark, the WNBA star.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he went to court, and he was bizarre. Here it is.
Morning, Mr. Lewis.
Guilty.
No, sir. This is initial hearing.
Oh.
We are not. You have a right to remain silent, and I expect you to exercise that. Okay, this is just telling you what the charges are. You do not listen. I'll give you a chance to talk. It's not your time.
Roll me the bookie.
Stop talking. You have a right to know what your charges are. You are charged with stalking as a level 5 felony.
Throw the book at me.
She should have just gone ahead and done
it. Yeah.
Forget about protocol.
Case closed.
Just say, okay, yeah, that's what you want. Fuck him up, folks. That's what I would have done.
Yesterday we told you that the Oscars were going ahead, and we were a little shocked about that. We thought it was really tone deaf. Well, now they're re-looking at it again. Oscars 2020. No, that was the Grammys.
Grammys.
Yeah, sorry. So Oscars 2025. Yeah. Now, here's what I think is going to happen. With the Oscars saying they're going to pull the plug, my guess is the Grammys will, too.
I think the Grammys will get moved.
Yeah, I do, too.
I think so. There's a rumor that they could move it to Vegas. And we mentioned that yesterday just out of the blue, and it looks like that could be the case. But I think the Grammys, because you got these people coming from all over the country with the Grammys. They're not all from L.A. With the Oscars, it's a whole different story.
Well, the Oscars are bigger than the Grammys. So I think when the Grammys see the Oscars are going to pull their plug, I think the Grammys are going to be like, whoa, that's the Oscars. That's bigger than us, and they're pulling.
Yeah.
Revisit this a little bit. Yeah. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Wednesday hump day.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, if you listen to the Odyssey app for an hour, 1 hour is all it takes.
Oh my God.
$5,000.
I have to mention this. So there's an app, you guys, that's called Yuka. It's Y-U-K-A. My son turned it on to me because he's fit and all that stuff. And he runs and I don't know. He's adopted. Anyway. So anyway, so it's called Yuka. It's an app, and you scan the barcode of different foods, and it'll tell you about it. Well, I scanned, I know a lot of you know these Entenmann's Little Bites. A lot of people buy these.
Love
them. They're delicious.
Very popular,
love
right?
Love them.
These are the blueberry Entenmann's Little Bites. Well, the top score for good food on the Yuka app is 100. It came in as 4. and then it got a red circle, which means very bad for you.
Delicious.
And it says it has 13 additives that are red circled, that are very bad for you. Let me read you some of the additives, okay? You ready? Monocalcium phosphate, polyethylenine, disodinium disulfite, monodisulfite, potassium sorbate, some kind of cellulose gum, sodium stearolactite, sorbitanium monosaccharide, oxygen gum, glycerin something or another, sodium bicarbonate, oxidominium dodo's starch.
Everything you just named, if you put powdered sugar on it, it's delicious.
Look how many are red. They're all red, high-risk additives. Look how many.
It's crazy how many things can be in one little muffin.
One little tiny muffin.
I tried that app for like 3 days, but everything I scanned with it never passed 10.
I'm not surprised.
I'm like, okay, this is useless. You know what? I'll spend more time looking for something healthy than actually just going to the store and just getting what I like to eat.
You
okay,
just feel
forget
like
it.
Entenmann's little blueberry muffins would be fine.
Do you think this guy's going to be able to clear all this up? I don't think so.
It's going to be a big
what's his
task.
Name? RFK Jr. Or something like that. Is he going to be able to clear up the food chain?
Well,
I don't think so.
I do like the fact that he wants to take pure cane sugar back into Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I do
because
too.
Because when I go to the little Mexican restaurant, I always ask him for Mexican Cokes to go because they're just better.
Oh, they're the best. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Oh,
really?
They're good. I'll bring you one.
You can buy them at some of the stores around here, but I don't think I've ever had one.
Yeah, so they are different.
I feel like the food chain is so far gone that how in the hell are you going to get that under control? I just don't see
it. Well, if you try to block these 13 additives just in this muffin, you don't have a muffin anymore.
Yeah, you can't eat it, right?
Yeah, I mean, they can't put it in this little baggie. Yeah,
anything healthy is terrible taste.
Well, not only that, but it's fresh. That means it's going to,
it's going to go bad faster.
It's going to go bad. The reason why all those additives are in here so they can keep it in this nice little package.
It can last a year.
Yeah, it does. Guess when it expires?
Next year.
Yep.
Exactly right.
Have you ever noticed, though, that the Edelman people, they put them in the front of the store as if they're delivered fresh daily?
Yep, I have seen that. That's true.
That's a great marketing tool.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's like fresh donuts. It's the way they want you to perceive it, even though on the package you get last a year.
Now, I have a question for you, because yesterday you said you never go buy donuts, but then off the air you go, I went and bought donuts.
Yeah, because there's a shortage. Whenever there's a shortage of something, I like to experiment and see if it's actually true.
Uh-huh.
I got to the store yesterday. There were a ton of donuts.
It's just Dunkin'
Donuts.
It was
Dunkin' Donuts.
I know, but I had to put it to the test.
Yesterday, BJ, I never buy donuts ever. Today, I bought donuts.
Once it makes the news, pal, I'm there. I got something I want to read for you. You tell me if this is good or bad, because you've got a kid in school.
Okay.
He's off in college. This has to do with that. Fidel, you've got a degree. Carson, you went to college. Yesterday it was reported.
I went to college.
Did you graduate college? You just went. You're like me.
I went for 2 days.
Oh, that's right. She does.
It still counts. Right.
I went for 2 years and just quit.
All right, yeah.
But I'm a quitter. So are you, though.
No, I had to quit. I got a job in radio.
Me too.
My dad actually told me, he said, you know what? You're going to learn more going into radio, because I was only 18. And yeah. My dad said, you're going to learn more going into radio than you will stand in. And my dad's a college professor.
Oh, and he was right.
He was right. So yeah, there.
He was right. Same thing happened to me.
I thought you worked at like a Pepsi plant or something.
Oh, that was during college. Oh. No, I left college to go to radio.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. But this was released yesterday. The CU football team, for the first time ever in history, has hit a 3.0 GPA. Is that good?
I don't know. My son has a 4.0.
Yeah, I would say 3.0 is like...
well, they're bragging about it.
I honestly don't know, but my son hit 4.0, and he's on the dean's list, but I think 4.0...
4.0 is the best you can get.
Is perfect, yeah.
Well, it just tells me.
So 3 is probably good.
Oh, it's going up. The year before, it was 2.9.
Oh. Well, I know. Yeah. I just said that.
So we're trying to figure out what a 3 is. Is that like a B?
Yeah.
I think C is 2.
We know it's going up because they're saying it's the first time in history.
Yeah.
3.5 GPA, I would average like B plus, A minus right there. Right around that range.
You got to figure if it's a 3.0, you've got some people on the team that are teetering around that 2 mark.
Yeah, okay. So this says 4.0 is an A, B is 3.0, C is 2, D is 1.
So it's a B.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We're getting smarter.
I mean, you have to think about the average. Some of those people are just dumb as rocks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good. That's
my GPA, I was there for 2 years. Mine was like a 2.6.
C's get degrees, man.
They sure do.
Yeah. C's get degrees.
Nothing wrong with a C.
That's a bumper sticker.
It is.
My parents just told me, please get a C.
All right. Well, then congratulations to the University of Colorado.
Yeah, that's good.
3.0 for the football team.
Right? What's that one? It's that joke about Asian kids because their parents are so tough on them.
Yeah.
Oh, what is that joke? Remember?
Not an Asian. You're a Bijan if they get
B. Oh, no,
or it's the other way around.
No. You're not a Bijan.
Yeah,
you're an
Asian. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Where am I been?
Right?
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's a Wednesday. Good morning.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. It's going to be kind of nice today and tomorrow, but then the bottom falls out. Arctic blast. It's coming. Man, it's going to get really cold for the weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So cold.
Yeah, they're saying snow now. I don't know what to believe. It's all over the place. I mean, I just saw a few minutes ago where Castle Rock area is going to get anywhere from 8 to 9 inches of snow.
When?
Friday night
starts
into Saturday.
Friday into Saturday. Yeah.
What about Denver? What about the mountains? Where's Mountain Wave Weather Guy?
Hey, Spadil.
Yeah.
Emergency situation here. Mountain Wave Weather Guy, man. Track him down. He's the only guy we trust. Well, Dave Frazier. We trust
him. Like Dave.
Yeah, we like Dave. He can be wrong, and we trust him.
You know what, though? I realize that really makes Spadil upset, because I bet he wishes that we reached out to Kylie.
Oh,
do you, Spadil?
Well, I mean, cool to talk to her, I guess. Yeah. I've never actually talked to her in person.
You just sent her a DM?
Yeah.
You just slipped into her DMs and she rejected you hard.
I don't know if she would take the call.
I didn't even DM her. I asked her out on Twitter like directly, like in public. Yeah. It was not a good idea.
Who does that?
Me, apparently.
You always slip into the DMs.
How long did it take for her to say no?
Oh, immediately. Like 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she was on there and saw it immediately and said, not a chance in hell.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all.
She didn't even entertain it.
That's great. You know, that's going to go down in history as one of the best, man. But you got turned down.
Right?
It wouldn't be funny if she said yes.
No.
It's only funny if she says no. All right, here's what I have right now.
An Arctic blast and snow will be headed away. By Friday evening, the Arctic front will sweep through. Not only will that usher in colder air, but it will bring an upslope flow. That means that snow will be possible Friday night into Saturday, and then we watch an even colder shot of air as we get Sunday into Monday. So it's a little layered event, if you will. With all of that said, enjoy your time.
Enjoy the next couple of days.
Are going to be nice, and you can take down your Christmas decorations and all that crap. But you know what? It's good. It's a good snuggle weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's snuggle.
You know, it's like a fireplace snuggly weekend.
In fact, you know what? We'll take caller 9 to snuggle with Jamie this weekend. Let's give away a snuggle.
Oh, I love that.
What do you think?
Oh, how about a different snuggle every day? So caller 9, 10, 11, and 12.
Better yet, now that you've heard the story about Kylie Burst and how she turned down Schmidl, maybe we give away a snuggle with you, Schmidl.
Oh, yeah.
Snuggle action with you.
All right.
What are we doing?
BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. If you go to the Odyssey app and you listen for an hour, okay, just an hour, every day, $5,000 is given away. Wow. So all you got to do is download the app, put it on your phone, take us anywhere you go, listen for an hour. It's not that hard. And you could win $5,000.
Can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how my... I'm not a good person. So you know how my sister was in a car accident, right?
Yeah.
Well, she shattered her ankle, right? And my ex-husband is an orthopedic surgeon, and he did his fellowship in foot and ankle at Mayo. And he said Merry Christmas to me, and I never replied. But guess who I'm talking to now?
Only when you need him.
That's who I was texting. That's why I wasn't paying attention. I was texting my ex-husband. Yeah. I'm like, hey, can you look at my sister's CT scan and her x-rays and stuff? And I'm like, man, I'm a bad person.
Did he agree to it?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, you know, I don't think that's a bad person, though.
I never said Merry Christmas back to him.
Well, it would be easy. I mean, every time I send out like a Merry Christmas or Happy Birthday, I don't ever expect a reply.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No, I really don't.
Okay, I feel bad.
And then I don't think it's a problem that if you've got people in your past and something pops up that you need their expertise on, I don't think it's a bad thing to reach out.
Okay. All right. I was feeling a little guilty. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I think it's good.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. I asked Jamie if she wanted to hear this audio, and she flat out said no.
Well, no, I didn't say no. I just said I hate those. I hate is strong. I'm not the biggest fan of The View.
As you know, next week, a new president goes into Washington, D.C., Donald J. Trump, okay? The inauguration is next week. Carrie Underwood has decided that she would, made the decision when asked, that she would play for the inauguration. No big deal, right? Artist, it's a compliment, I guess, that she got to ask or whatever. Well, the ladies on The View yesterday went bonkers over it, okay?
Yeah.
This is Joy Behar on The View yesterday. Hang on, let me make sure I got the right clip
okay,
here.
Can I just say, though, and it's not because of their political views or anything, that I just don't think they're ever happy. Like, you know how I told you, like, I only like movies that are happy. I like happy stuff.
Yeah.
And because, I don't know, it just kind of rubs off on you, right? But I feel like they're just so negative.
They are.
I think they have meetings.
Yeah.
So that they know, like, okay, what can we do that's really pisses us off that we can do today. I think they have those meetings because they think that drives ratings for them. I mean, hell, I'm playing the audio.
Well, that's
so
true.
Maybe that that's what their angle is. Who knows? Yeah. All right, here's Joy Behar talking about Carrie Underwood.
Right now, I wouldn't do it, even though I
you
can't
sing. You would not sing?
No, I would not. I would not normalize him. And she says, I love our country. How do you love your country and support and normalize somebody who was a convicted felon who really wants to destroy the country, in my opinion? I don't understand how you say you love your country at the same time as you normalize this convicted felon. Which
if
I
you want an uplift in the morning, just check those girls out. People are making way too much of this.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. Who cares who she plays for?
It doesn't matter. Oh, my God. You've been hanging around your son too long.
Why?
Because you're doing the thing. Your son always hangs on to the words.
I got a real problem with my son, though.
Uh-oh.
We're going to Vegas, as you know.
Yes.
And we can't figure out anything to do with him.
Oh, there's tons to do.
Give me some examples.
I mean, as much as we joke about Circus, I would take him.
To Circus?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. My son loved it at his age.
I haven't been to Circus in years. It was a dump then.
It's a S show. No. I mean, but you just stay in, don't like wander around.
No, but we stayed at Resorts World, which is literally right across the street in the same parking lot. And we went over there to see, we actually watched the trapeze artists and stuff
Like
that.
They have so much to look at and see and do.
And the arcade games are actually upgraded. So they are pretty cool. And you can still win like prizes and stuff.
Yeah,
it's
so it is fun.
Okay. I mean,
and then they have like a little roller coaster in there and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah, so take him there.
Circus Circus, that works.
I think M&M's World.
Yeah, you don't eat at Circus Circus, do you?
Oh, I
wouldn't. No. No.
You stayed there. When you ate there, did you get the, you know, the green apple trot?
Dude, I actually tried not to eat there very intentionally. Yeah. They actually have a really, really nice steakhouse at Circus Circus, though, that you have to book out like 3 months in advance.
Isn't that funny? I love places like that.
Yeah.
Do they really?
Uh-huh.
I think it was the Flamingo or somewhere like that used to have Drake's in it, and it was like a really nice restaurant, but a really crappy casino.
Yeah, we assumed that we'd be able to just go get steaks for dinner one night, and then they're like, no, you guys don't have a reservation. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my wife was looking at tickets for some magician at a show, and I said, I think you'd get bored with that because, I mean, you've got to really...
Well, you
have
to concentrate.
You gotta be more than a 6-year-old.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't think he would like that.
I think the Circus Circus thing makes more sense.
Yeah, and then M&M's World.
Yeah, and there's a Coca-Cola factory there. That's what this post says.
Yeah, you take picture of the polar bear. Yeah.
I've never been to any of that stuff. I don't leave the casino, man.
Well, because hookers don't hang out there. So
I have never had a Vegas hooker.
Vegas.
Maybe Henderson. She was from Henderson. I'm just kidding.
Really?
I'm joking.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What did you say? A Rainforest Cafe? We went there, too.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something weird about the Rainforest Cafe?
Yeah.
So I took my kid there. This is in Vegas. I looked around, and you know how they make it look jungly in the restaurant?
Yeah.
There was so much built up dust on all those plants.
Oh,
it
I know.
Was so gross.
They never dust anything in there.
Never. It was so nasty because I believe that if they start the dusting process, they'll get in over their head.
No. Okay.
There's just no way you can take all that dust off all those fake plants.
We went to one at Disney in Orlando. They have one there on their property too. So we go into that one and they put us in this seat. We're at the table there. It's myself, Lisa, and Frog. And right behind me is a gorilla. One of those animated, right?
Yeah,
So every like 30 seconds or so, this gorilla would spread the plants and come out and then go back in. I sat there for 45 minutes, and every 5 minutes, this gorilla did this.
Yeah.
It was so... I don't want to say what it was.
Special?
No, listen, that place is, in my opinion, so overrated. You know,
it really
it's like,
is.
Whatever. Yeah, anyway. All right, let's see here. What was I going to tell you? Oh, somebody said there's a new place inside of Boulder Station called Kids Quest.
Okay.
Oh, man, lots of ideas for you. So write down all these.
Folks, slow down just a bit. I've got to gamble, too. That's too many suggestions.
Oh, there's a Meow Wolf in Vegas.
Oh, great.
Yes,
I love
awesome.
Meow Wolf. Yeah. I've been to the one in Santa Fe and the one here. I haven't been to the one in Vegas, but listen, you guys will even enjoy it.
Man, that one here stays packed.
Yeah.
Anytime I go by there, the cars are everywhere
all
down
the
there.
Time.
And a lot of people think that it's not for kids. It certainly is. It's family oriented. It's an amazing place. It really is. It's super fun.
All right.
And like I said, adults love Meow Wolf too. But the weirdest one, they don't have it here, but in Santa Fe, you open the refrigerator and it's a scene that's a kitchen. You open the refrigerator and there's a slide and you go down to the second floor.
Yeah.
But you have to find the slide. You don't know that if you open the... So you have to open everything. You open the oven because there's different weird things that you see.
There's like secret passages.
It is cool.
Yeah, it's all interactive. Yeah. So you open the refrigerator and you're like, whoa, there's a slide. Super cool. Anyway. All right.
Somebody mentioned the Excalibur show. I went to that 1 year. I got front row tickets, and I was so excited. I thought, man, oh, man, I got the best seat in the house. I'm going to go see the jousting, you know, in the arena, right, at the Excalibur. I got so much dirt in my food.
Oh.
Every time a horse came by, they would kick up the dirt, and I'm sitting there with a plate of chicken.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
It was nasty.
Plus the smell.
It was awful.
And then eating chicken while you're smelling.
You're eating dinner sitting there in an arena with horses.
Ugh.
It was awful.
That does not sound good. Ooh, they have battle bots there?
No kidding. Battle bots.
I've never been to Vegas to actually like do that. I mean, when my kid was there, we were just stopping to go to Havasu. So we did some things, but man, there's a lot to do.
Yeah. I think I'll rip one of those girls to take him to do all this stuff while I gamble.
That sounded creepy.
Well, you know, a nanny.
Is that what we call her?
Yeah. A granny nanny. Yeah.
BattleBots looks awesome, doesn't it?
It does
look good.
It
really looks fun. Yeah. Okay, anyway, we mentioned that the Oscars are in jeopardy of being canceled for the first time in 96 years amid this whole thing with the LA fires. So it says, yes, indeed, the Oscars may be canceled. I think it should be. I still think the Grammys should be canceled, but they're not canceling that. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, though, WMG, Sony, BMG, all those different music labels, you know, they have huge parties for all this stuff, and they have decided to cancel all their, you know, million-dollar parties and instead donate the money, which is really nice.
And I think that's going to cause the award show itself to be canceled,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you got all these guys pulling out, I mean, where's the party? I mean, basically, you're showing up for this award. It just doesn't seem fair or right, mm-hmm. You know?
The upcoming benefit concert for Los Angeles wildfire victims. Okay, can I just say one thing, though?
Yeah.
I feel bad for North Carolina.
I do, too.
They really have been overlooked, and even Hawaii. Yeah. I feel bad for Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are we given so... I mean, listen, it's horrible. I don't mean to say it like that, but we did kind of just skip over Hawaii and North Carolina.
Feels that way.
Yeah. LA,
well, we haven't done much in California either, though.
What are you talking about?
As far as relief and you know, aid out there. I mean, they're announcing it, but not much has gone in there because it's not really over with yet.
Dude, you are so dumb. Meghan Markle saved them.
Oh.
She's bringing awareness.
About her. I take all that back.
I mean, Meghan right. Markle showed up.
That's right. Meghan Markle
saved
showed
the
up.
Day.
Yeah, she didn't show up to North Carolina,
no,
did she?
She no, she did not. Or Hawaii. Yeah. But no, thank God she was there. Boots on the ground, man. Oh, people are so mad at her. I mentioned this earlier. The people at Altadena are so mad. They can't go in and see their houses, but Meghan Markle and Prince Harry got to walk by their properties. People are furious. They're saying, why does she and Prince Harry get to walk by my property that's burned down, but I'm not allowed to? I get their point.
These people yeah. are so disconnected. Who told them this is a good idea?
I don't know.
And then if you're Meghan Markle or Prince Harry, how do you not realize, like, I don't know if that's a good look.
Right?
They can't get in there to check on their property, but yet I'm there with 15 cops as my security. I don't think it's a good look.
It's a horrible look.
And not only that, the whole thing about President Biden being out there has been in the news about, you know, he needs to stay away, keep the resources. And
yeah.
You've seen that in the news. Wouldn't that tell you personally that I need to stay away too?
Well, when they cancel NFL games, NBA yeah. games, because they say we don't want to use the resources,
right.
You know?
I mean, all that should be, hello, a wake-up call that you don't do this.
Harry, oh my God, we got to get in the tabloids. I got to get my picture taken.
You know what they did? They put on those stupid boots. Remember feeding the chickens?
Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
Yeah.
Those stupid boots they
I
were wearing.
I actually have those boots.
Well, you know, you probably use them and have a use for them. They had to fake it all.
When I saw she was wearing hunter boots, I was like, oh, I got to throw those away.
They are good looking boots.
Yeah, that well, yeah.
I do like
yeah,
the boots.
Yeah, they stand up.
I was like, when did rubber boots get name brands? Hunter.
And then they did a collab with Target. Yeah. Brie was all about that. I had to go out and get the Target collab.
Oh, yeah.
They did. In fact, I wore them the other day. What did you say to me, Schmidel? You said something like kind of.
Oh, you had your wellies on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you got your wellies on? What are you waiting for it to rain?
Yeah, you could go stomp in some puddles.
What's it called?
Wellies.
Wellies?
Yeah.
The rubber boots.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you're a little cheeky for somebody that has one pair of jeans.
Yeah. I have three pairs of jeans now,
oh,
actually.
Yay!
Yeah, yeah, I upgraded right. a little bit.
Fantastic.
You got that God. Second job.
Yeah.
New pants.
Yeah.
Well, we now know why Ben Affleck had the FBI show up at the house. It was nothing about Diddy, like everybody like guessed and all that stuff. It was because a drone had crashed in his backyard. So they were trying to get the drone, find the number of, you know, like the little code on the back and try to track down who the heck is flying drones around. So,
yeah, because
you know,
it took down that firefighting aircraft.
Yeah, it did. And that's a shame. That machine is amazing. That airplane that skips along the ocean and grabs all that, I don't know how much it holds, but thousands of gallons just while you're... How do you even fly like that along the ocean and there's not a big wave and you're like, oh, God.
Unbelievable.
Those are amazing
yeah,
planes.
Yeah, those videos are great.
Yeah, so drone took one of those out. And so that's why they were at his house to try to grab the drone from the backyard. That's what they're saying.
So why is he yelling at the cops yesterday?
I didn't know he was.
Yeah, so
they were parked in his driveway.
There's a video of him pulling out, and there's a cop car right in his driveway, and he's very adamant. He's like yelling at them about, like, what are you guys doing here? You can't really understand what he's saying, but he's very angry with them.
Arms are flying out the window.
Really?
He's going crazy, yeah. Mm. He's in a heated conversation with the police, and I can't understand why they're parked in his driveway.
Maybe they're doing it for security.
Well, I can understand on the side of the road, but not, I mean, this is L.A. Police Department.
Dude, I love it when the cops are in front of my house. I want it all day long.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, just stay there.
He wasn't happy with it, you could tell.
Well,
so I don't know.
Ben's not happy about anything.
He's always miserable.
All Ben wants is a cocktail.
I hear he's dating Joy Behar.
Really? Yeah.
That's what I heard.
The people in the top three spots on Forbes Billionaires list. This is a switcheroo, isn't this? This is crazy. Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg will have prime seats together at the inauguration. I don't think I've ever seen them set together.
Never.
No.
I don't think they will set together. They don't like each other.
Yeah.
They're a little competitive. Right? Yeah, it says Bezos and Zuckerberg's company, blah, blah, blah. Amazon and Meta have each donated $1 million to the inauguration. I thought Zuckerberg was a Democrat.
Ooh, they both are.
Bezos is too?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he owns the Washington Post, right? Very liberal newspaper. Yeah.
Well, they gave money to the inauguration.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anyway, so the top three billionaires will be sitting there at the dealio. That is some power, man. Those three dudes together. Holy crap. They can buy our souls and just like chew them up and spit on them. And, you know?
Lots of money there.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's see here. I had one other story, but I can't remember what it was. Hold on. Let me look. Nah, I don't have anything. All right, there you go, Tablet Trash.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Going to be nice for today and tomorrow, but then, bottom falls out. Cold for the weekend with snow. Details coming up.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, as I mentioned just a couple of minutes ago, that the weather is going to change really drastically. You're going to get a couple of days here that it's going to look really nice, like spring has sprung. But no. By the weekend, a lot of snow.
Did you tell me Thursday is the day I should take down my decorations?
Thursday. Yes. Is that right? Thursday.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Thursday.
I love how it looks outside, though. It's so pretty.
I know.
And then I'm going to take it down. And I feel like a lot of people maybe suffer from depression in February.
100%.
Right? Because you take down all these decorations on that corner and your house is gone with the tree and stuff. And you're just sitting there going, oh, my God, my house sucks.
I think it starts about right now.
You do?
I do. Because, well, a lot of people are taking them down, just as you're saying right there.
Yeah.
Because February's not that long away. But, yeah, you're right. This is the time of year where the doom and gloom. I hate to spread this rumor out there, but this is it. Doom and gloom in the air.
That's why. So I did dry January, right? And then I did damp January, and now I'm moist.
Yeah.
Just in between.
Yeah. You'll be to flood stage here in a while. Because you'll be so damn depressed. You'll hit flood stage. January.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
God.
All right. The weather is going to turn nasty for the weekend. They're saying a wind chill. That's wind chill minus 30. Woo,
Lordy. That's crazy.
And 8 inches of snow.
How long does it take in that wind chill of minus 30? How long does it take to get frostbite? Do you guys know?
Oh, no.
2 seconds.
That's why I like that. 2 seconds? Yeah. You think?
I don't know. Spadil will look it up, though.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
You know Spadil. He loves when you pose a question like that, Jamie, because it really makes him feel like worthy. He's needed for the show.
15 minutes or less.
Woo.
See if you're if you're exposed to the air.
15 minutes? That seems like a long time.
It says fingers, toes, earlobes.
Too bad we're not on the air, because I'd put it to the test to put you out there.
No,
I think we stick you out there. You wear that tank top shirt that you've been wearing because of your tattoo, and we put you out there minus 30 and see how long you last.
Yeah. I'm only going out in a Canada Goose.
Yeah. Just say it.
That's a good idea.
BJ and Jamie.
Clap that wiener. Wrap that wiener. Tap. Clap that wiener. Wrap that wiener. Tap that wiener. Clap that wiener. Wrap that wiener. Tap that wiener.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
So I was at a birthday party with like 15 people last night, and two people brought up the "what the hell was that?" because they never heard the setup for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That both of them had gotten in their cars at the same time, I guess, or whatever, and they're like, "What was that thing that you guys were playing, the wiener thing?" And I'm like, "It was a whole, it was that Tourette's girl that's on TLC. We're talking about her." And they're like, "Oh, okay, well, that makes more sense than just hearing that on a song."
Slap that wiener. Rap that wiener. Tap that wiener.
Tap that wiener. That's...
And then they're like, "Does he not understand little kids are in the car and they're going to go to kindergarten saying that?"
Yeah, my kid.
I know, exactly. Yeah. I said, "Well, we don't really do the show for little kids." No. So. Yeah.
No, TLC is called, what's it called? Tourette's Lady? I think it's called.
I don't know if it's called Tourette's Lady.
I think it is.
Is it?
That. I think really? So. Tourette's Girl or something like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. I think it's called Tourette's Girl or something like
that. So I mentioned that, and I said, you know, the weird, because a lot of people at the table wanted to watch it because they're fascinated by it. Because, you know, just all of a sudden it just comes on for some people. And I said, yeah, there was like this rumor or this thing that people say, you know, if you like start really focusing on Tourette's or whatever, you can start doing it. Like, you don't even know that you're going to do it, but you just start doing it. And my friend goes, "Yeah, that's why I don't watch gay porn."
Okay, that's not for kids either. Okay.
And we're like, "What?" And he goes, "Well, think about it." You think like, "Oh, I guess that's what just starts happening."
I think you would, though. I don't know. Don't get me wrong.
I don't know. It was pretty funny.
I was just venting to Jamie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazon, I hate you. I hate you. I do. You have destroyed lives. You really have, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Because nobody can stay away from you. Everybody has to order from you. Trucks are up and down the neighborhood every single day, stopping at my house, the neighbor's house, everybody's houses.
Well, can I just say one thing? I don't understand why your wife needs a honeypot.
I'm supposed to be on the lookout today for two packages to show up at the house. I just got that message, okay? One of them is a box that contains a honeypot.
But isn't it really hard to get honey transferred to another thing?
Never tried.
I've never wanted to try.
You've thrown me for a loop on that one, Jamie. I don't know. I'm about to find out.
It just seems so thick and sticky, like to try to transfer it to something else. Oh, I don't know.
Just keep it in the squeezable bear.
Yeah.
Seems like it could take a couple of hours. Yeah. And I think you have to watch it the entire time, right? Too. Okay? Like paint drying, right?
Yeah.
So I'm watching for that today. And then another container that's supposed to show up, and I'm told to be careful with it because all this stuff is breakable.
Okay.
I'm ready to smash it myself. I'm waiting for a set of square drinking glasses.
You guys don't have glasses at home or something?
We do. They're round.
Squares in.
You know, I could picture you being like this, though, Jamie. I'll bet you order crap.
Well, I did go look because, yeah, I'm just like her. I don't find anything wrong with her. At all. Like, I like everything about her, okay? So I was going through what is, because right now I have something on my steps and I don't really remember what it might be. So I was looking. I was like, that's funny because when I was pulling out of the garage, I noticed that there was something on... Well, it's castor oil.
Castor oil?
What are you
going
to do with it?
Well, I have...
Is it called castor oil? Castor oil?
Yeah, castor oil. Castor oil. Yeah. So I have this... I mean, this is probably too much information, but I have a lump under my arm, and because my mom died of breast cancer, I don't want to know anything bad, so I'm trying to shrink it with castor oil. Ta-da!
So it's your own remedy that you're going to use.
Well, I read about like different things in castor oil.
It's supposed to work?
Well, we'll see.
I didn't even know you could order that anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was something from like 1920 that people used to put in moonshine and drink it.
Well, I'm going to put it on my maybe cancer and see if it goes away.
Okay. See what happens.
Why don't just go to the doctor?
Oh, says you?
Yeah.
Oh, says you?
I know.
Mr. Oral Gel? Why don't you
go? I know.
How much oral gel do you have?
I've had a toothache since last Thursday for almost a week now. I've yet to call a doctor or the dentist. I just keep going by this oral gel.
Yeah, so I can't really.
Instead of going to the doctor.
You and I have so much in common, it's weird. Like, why don't we both just go to the doctor, right? I'm buying castor oil to rub on a lump, and you're buying oral gel for an abscessed tooth.
I think a lump is worse, though.
I think yours is worse because remember it goes through your bloodstream and you can all of a sudden get sepsis
and die. Like fast.
Like really fast.
So I was telling
for
Jamie,
a mouth infection. Hello, we're being serious.
I know. Okay. I hear you. Okay. I hear you. I'll book it.
You're going to Vegas.
Yeah, I'll get it when I get back. I was telling Jamie, so yesterday I'm at home and a package comes, okay? And again, Jamie's just like this too. I'm sure she is. I'm sure you order stuff and you forget you order it.
I didn't know I had castor oil
there
on the front step. Yeah.
There's a package that comes and I'm expecting a battery for a computer. Something that's really needed at the house, okay? So, and I thought, uh-oh, I forgot to put my name on it instead of her name.
Right.
This is a battery because it felt a little heavy. And I thought, okay, this is my battery. I'll go ahead and open this up, which I normally don't open up boxes. But I opened it up and it's makeup from, I don't know, Japan, I guess, Sephora.
Oh my God.
Where's it from again?
That's an American company.
Yeah. Yeah, Sephora.
It's like the biggest makeup brand out there right now.
It's like Indonesian or something, isn't it?
Sephora?
Is it Sephora?
Did she order it from Sephora?
I don't know. It just said something.
There's a Sephora in Park Meadows.
Yeah, they have them in Kohl's.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
People
then
like
why
it.
Why are we ordering it?
I don't know.
All right, so.
Well, you can buy castor oil at Walgreens, but I had it ordered too.
all right, well, whatever. All right, yeah, this Sephora-y stuff. It was in the box. So I just dumped it out on the kitchen table and left the box there. And I thought, it's not my battery, right?
Right,
so,
yeah.
Whatever. So she gets home. Next thing I know, she walks upstairs and I hear her say, whose is this? And I'm like, what? I walk up there and it's the Sephora-y, okay? And I'm like, what do you mean whose is this? Me, you, frog. Let's think about this for a minute. Whose makeup is this?
Maybe you had some questions
about
you.
Let's play a little game here. You know me. So sarcastic.
Right?
Yeah. What do you mean? She goes, I thought I canceled that order. No, it's right there. It's every day.
Sephora is expensive, too. Yeah. It's not cheap. Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. I like that she kind of maybe thought like you had some chick over.
Yeah. Just dumped her makeup on the table.
Whose is this? Is that a dumb question? It's your dad's. Yeah. I was even more upset because I thought she'd ordered this from Japan or somewhere. And you couldn't get it in the U.S. It was like special stuff.
No, Sephora's everywhere. Let me look. Let's see what, because I have about 10 packages in my house right now that have not been opened.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, so, I got two pair of sweatpants. Very comfy.
That's comfy. Yeah,
I think that day I was cold. Yeah, I got the castor oil. Okay, I got that. I got some makeup brushes.
All right.
You always need makeup brushes. Yeah, I got some pillows.
Okay.
Oh, pillows. I got some tennis shoes. These are all things I've not opened yet.
Why?
And then I got the drill and screw bit set. 75 pieces.
Wow. For what?
Yeah. 75
What are you building?
A table.
Oh, okay. All right. 75 practical.
Set. I got 75 piece set. That's what it says. It's a 75 piece metric drill and screw bit set. Nice.
There is absolutely nothing that I ever order from Amazon that I don't open immediately when I get it.
Oh, and then paint by numbers.
Paint by numbers.
Well, I sent this to Garo because he's really bored in Desert Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Because his wife golfs and he doesn't. So I sent him paint by numbers.
Do this on your patio.
Oh, my God. Yes, some friend. All right. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Hang on a second.
What?
Hang on. Let me check at what I've got in the closet at home. I've got a 5-gallon bucket of coconut oil.
Somebody said if you buy fractioned coconut oil, put it on any lump, it'll go down. So I looked on Amazon and I found organic fractioned coconut oil, and I get it today by 5 p.m.
Get out of here.
Add to cart.
Oh, man. You're going to be well by tomorrow.
Isn't that exciting?
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
A remedy.
So we'll see how that works out. Yeah, that should be.
We'll see how that works out. Hey, Spadil, do you kiss your dog?
Oh my God, what?
Hang on a second.
Okay,
there you go.
Sometimes on her forehead and stuff. Yeah.
Tell the truth. You kiss your dog on the lips.
No,
lips. The dog does not.
She won't even. She doesn't even like licking my face or anything. She doesn't. Okay. She's not into that.
Vets are warning people. Say they'll kill you.
Well, yeah. Yeah. It's nothing but they chew on their nuts.
Yeah. There was a story, I think it was like 10 years ago
Jamie
or something
means
like
walnuts,
that.
Children. They chew on walnuts,
I mean,
they find
would
kiss
in the their
yard.
Dog? I can't even stand it when people let them lick their babies and stuff. It grosses me out.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Yeah, no. Well, ugh.
There was a story about a guy who he let his dog lick one of his open wounds, and he ended up getting all of his limbs amputated because there's like a bacteria in their saliva that's really bad
yeah.
for you.
It's a great story.
His yeah. name is Matt.
I get it. Carson says he does.
Yeah, I love my dog lick my face.
I don't.
Yeah. You're going to die.
Yeah.
Well,
so walnuts. Yes, I mean, he likes walnuts.
I try not to let him lick my face after walnuts. I see him like, do that, but you know.
They like walnuts.
You don't know when he's doing it, when he's not doing it. He comes over and eats some walnuts and then eats your face. That's weird.
He's my Zane boy. I love him. I love him.
Tasty.
You're going to die.
I don't bring him
your
open
dog.
Wound and say, lick my wound.
No,
your
but
dog
this
right
even
now.
Say, this doesn't even say open wounds. He was just telling a side story. This says because the bacteria is so bad.
So bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your dog right now is licking his walnuts.
He probably is.
Yep. He's licking him right there going, I can't wait to Carson get home. Hit him and lick him.
What is wrong with
you? BJ and Jimmy.
$5,000 if you listen to the Odyssey app for an hour. Just listen, our show that is, okay? Listen to our show.
Right, here's the deal. $5,000. It's $5,000 a day, and all you have to do is log into the Odyssey app between now and February 7th and listen for at least 1 hour to be entered for your chance to win $5,000, a winner every day.
They're saying that Beyonce had a huge, huge announcement yesterday.
Oh, she did?
But she canceled it because of the L.A. wildfires.
Oh.
Okay?
Wait, what did I hear? Is she going on tour?
I don't know what the announcement is. I had my guesses. My guess was that she was going to come out and say, Jay-Z, all the rumors are true, and I'm leaving him.
Oh, you thought that?
Plus, he's ugly. That's what I thought she was going to do.
Oh, okay.
That huge, because it's huge,
yeah.
They say.
My guess is because, you know, she went into the country genre, and it was fine. It was fine. And now I think she's going to go into, like, opera.
Try a little bit of everything.
Well, I guess she put it off for a few days, so we'll find out eventually. Now, have you spoken personally with your friend Stretch out in Los Angeles?
No, just via text.
Because everybody knows the fires are going on out there, and I don't think the fires are out. They're still going, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we've had the winds this week that they were expecting, though, because I've not seen anything on that.
I got a text, because I'm on the KTLA alerts, and I got a text at like, oh gosh, what time would that have been? It'd been about 6:30, and it said winds were picking up.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
So I know.
It ain't good.
It isn't good.
No.
Yeah, so,
well, you've got so many people that are displaced out there, okay? I don't know what they're going to do. I swear, this is absolutely crazy. A lot of these people, some that can afford the hotels are in hotels, but a lot of people out there basically have the shirt on their back, and that's it.
And so listen to this. There is a price bidding war going on for rental properties. They interviewed this lady, and literally when she's called so far 25 places, and everybody's like, sorry, it's already been rented. Sorry, it's already been rented. And one lady said it was up, and this is illegal. And somebody took it down. They put up there a rental property that used to be for $2,500 a month, and now it's for $10,000. But they took it down. They took it down.
Yeah, there was some price gouging.
Yeah,
going
because
on,
it's
for
illegal
sure.
to do that.
Yeah, and these people that have these rental properties that are doing the price gouging, they're thinking in their head, you know, these are multimillionaires.
Yeah,
that have lost their homes. They can afford to pay $10,000 a month. That, you know, I'm sure that's illegal.
Yeah, it is.
If they get caught, they go to jail or prosecuted in some way. But yeah, that's exactly what they're thinking. They're thinking these are multimillionaires that can afford this.
But nobody can find a place to live because so many people have been displaced. They literally cannot find a place to live because they're immediately rented. Everything is.
Isn't, I think the number somewhere like 100,000 people?
Yeah, it's something crazy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they have over, 15,000 structures that's burned or more? But yeah, I think they have like 100 to 150,000 people that had to evacuate.
My friend, he has a house in Palm Springs and it's for sale. I was like, take it off the market and just rent it. Because seriously, people will drive to Palm Springs. It's only like 3 hours away. People will drive there.
I can't even imagine something like this in our town.
Well, we've had it before, though.
Not to this level.
Not to
level.
This extent.
Yeah. This is unbelievable. Unprecedented. But yeah, we have had it with that, what was it called again?
Marshall Fire. And then remember in Colorado Springs, that entire subdivision was just knocked out.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Was it Black Forest or something?
Yeah.
Black Forest Fire.
And then, I don't want to scare anybody, but, you know, we're going to get some more snow, thank God. But we're in a weird melting thing, kind of, through Thursday. And Carson was saying that we were ranked number two for risks.
Right behind California.
Yeah.
We are number two.
Jeez.
I know. So, and I'm going to say it again. I don't want to be everybody's mom, but please take a videotape of your phone. Take your phone and go through your entire house, open the drawers, take video of it, because we had to literally itemize every single thing in my dad's house and we didn't have a video. So we're like, what's in the living room? What was there? You won't remember everything that you have.
I actually started doing that the other
day.
No joke. I'm just going like room by room, like office first, then I'll do the loft, the living room, everything.
Yeah, because even your tchotchkes, you won't remember that you have it, know? So go through every single room, open drawers, and take a film of it.
And I feel like that a lot of my stuff that's in my house is junk, but it's my junk.
Right.
It's worth something to me because it's my junk, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why it's important to do that. But I can't even imagine having to start over. I mean, literally. Now, you went through this with your dad because your dad's house caught on fire and he lost basically everything.
He did lose everything. Except for it was weird. I told you, we opened a drawer and there it was full of water from the firemen. It was full of water, but it had pictures in it.
That's crazy.
And then I had bought him a watch and he pulled out that drawer and the watch was in the bottom of that
and
one.
And it wasn't scorched or anything?
It was because it's full of water.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was saved. But all his coin collection all melted together.
Yeah.
That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, I mean, these people are in such just tragic situations.
And then I told you the weird part about my dad, it wasn't because he's old or anything, but he would go to get something and he forgot that it's gone. Like when he built his new house, he would go to, oh man.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being, you worked all your life for this, whatever you got, your home, and all of it gone in an afternoon, just destroyed.
I know, like all the kids' pictures, all their stuff, you know, like even your little kids' memories from kindergarten, all that stuff is just gone.
Yeah, that's, I can't even imagine. Can't imagine. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. Going to be pretty good today. Near 40 for a high. Then cold, bitter cold for the weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, the Odyssey app. You can get it for free. Just download it. That's all it takes.
Man, I was looking, Miss Rachel, I guess, is on Netflix now.
Oh, I don't know her.
Hello.
Yeah.
What is it again?
Put it in.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, like, that's weird.
I mean,
that's
weird. It's the one that sticks with me because she's like putting things into a box, you know, and she sings about it.
Wait, will you sing that again for me?
Yeah.
Put it in. Good job.
All right, which is creepier? Carson singing Put It In or...
Wrap that wiener.
Oh, my God.
Or Tourette's girl.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a kind of a tie at this point. Anyway, so Miss Rachel is going to Netflix now. You can watch her on Netflix. And I was asking Carson about her because your daughter loves her. Well, every child loves her. Little kids love her.
Obsessed.
I've never seen it.
Love her.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah.
That's all I know is, hello.
Is it more for little girls or all kids?
All kids love her.
All kids like developmentally.
I mean, they literally, I've seen TikTok videos where they'll put it on. The kid is crying.
Yeah.
And they'll put her on, and they just stop. They freeze.
Yep.
It's something weird.
And
I don't
all
know.
Eyes on Miss Rachel. That's all they care about.
As they just stare at her. They
I don't know, we passed it by.
And the other thing is, so I was looking up her net worth, and it said $30 million.
Woo! She's got everything. Now she's got, like, a toy line. She's got... we just bought Little Debbie pajamas from Target. She's doing a collab with Target.
Oh my
so now
God.
She's got toys, she's got books, she's got everything, merch, all kinds of
and
stuff.
And you said she's a kindergarten teacher from Canada?
Yeah. So she's, I mean, she
so
went to school
brand.
For education and everything. Yeah, she just started this as kind
million
of a side.
Because I thought like maybe she's just a character. Like, you know how they get the kids from Walt, or you know, what were they? All those little kids that just-
Disney kids.
Yeah. So I thought it was something like that where they just hired her, a branded, but it's actually her brand.
Yep.
Oh.
She is Miss Rachel.
Yeah, wow.
It's amazing what hits, isn't it? I'm telling you, we got to find our $1 million idea. I've been thinking and thinking. Telling you, Jug of Dirt is that.
Now, is she so wealthy from all the merchandise she sells now?
Yeah, well, yeah. And
she's got the whole Target thing
huge
going on
for her.
Yeah. And now she has a Netflix, so you can see her there, too.
Yeah, we're at the Bluey at my house. It's all Bluey.
Why don't you become like some kind of like a Mr. Rachel?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah. Hello.
Maybe maybe not Rachel. Maybe more like Mr. Richard.
Okay, try it. Let's see. Let's see what you got.
Hello, boys and girls.
See? I think they would love that.
Howdy. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I could hold that character for long.
Yeah, I think we should just get you some overalls, turn your hat sideways, and then just be like, hello, boys and girls.
Get you like a farmer straw hat.
What do you say? We go play.
Nice. That was a little goofy, but.
Yeah. Well, for $30 million, I'd turn my hat sideways in a heartbeat.
You never know what hits.
Yeah.
Like, you never know.
Yeah, put the BJ collection there in Target.
Because if I'm a kindergarten teacher right now, I'm a little pissed that I didn't think of this myself.
I know it is genius.
Yeah. I mean, hello. That's how she says. She's like Elmo.
Now, what is she on? She is on.
She started on YouTube, and now she's going to Netflix. I mean, I'm sure her YouTube's still going to be thriving. Huge. Yeah.
What YouTube channel can we do? We got to do a YouTube channel. Hello? Boy, you guys just aren't creatives, are you?
Man, it always feels like everything's taken, and then something like this pops, and you think,
why did I think of that?
Well, just like the app, like my kid is obsessed with making a new app, and he kind of talks like you do, like, oh my God, you know, it seems like every idea for apps, but guess what just came out? The snowplow app.
Yeah.
So that app where you can hire somebody to come and plow your driveway or shovel your driveway and your sidewalk, that company, it's like out of Ohio or something, they're a landscaping company. They just decided to find, it's kind of like, oh, what's that thing where you find different people to work on your house? It's like that, but
kind of like Angie's List, a little
like
bit.
Fiverr. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like that, but it's only just for people to shovel your driveway. Is that brilliant?
Brilliant,
it's genius.
I know. Brilliant. They just came out with it.
Worth a ton.
What are we gonna do?
Great. Yes, great.
And now Jamie talks about everything, fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I quit my high-flying Goldman Sachs jobs to be a full-time influencer, but now TikTok could be banned.
Oh, no.
An American woman quit her high-flying job in investment banking to do TikTok full-time, just to be forced with the U.S. ban. Her name is Danielle, and she joins hundreds of other creators who ditched the corporate grind to make it big on social media, but are now facing an uncertain future after January 19th.
You know, if it gets banned, It doesn't stop. If you've got it loaded on your phone, you can still use it. Do you know that?
I did not know.
Yeah.
But you won't get any updates or anything like that.
You'll get some. It just may run really slow.
It depends. Like Comcast, or the U.S. government could go to like Comcast, for example, and be like, hey, you need to block all of this internet traffic from this company.
It
and
could.
Then you'd be screwed.
And that would take some time.
Right.
But just on, like I'm saying, on the 19th doesn't mean it just goes away.
Yeah, you'll have like, a month.
Oh, maybe even more.
Yeah.
You know how long it takes for government to do
forever.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's another comment. I'm about to lose 3.5 million of my besties.
Oh.
What am I going to do?
Yeah. Probably anyway, knows every one of them by first name.
They're telling TikTok is recommending that you go to Lemon 8. It's the number 8. Lemon 8 is what they're saying. But I can't believe how many people are going to Red Robin.
Red Note.
Red Note.
It's crazy how many people have downloaded that app.
I love Red Robin.
I just yum.
And the fries.
Yum.
Yum. Sometimes you really have to push them about the fries.
You do?
Well, because sometimes they get cold and I'd like a new batch and they're like looking at you like, you haven't even eaten those yet. Like to my mom.
Really? They have an attitude, do they? Over at Red Robin?
Yeah.
Not at ours. Ours is a really nice place.
I think Red Robin's gone to hell.
They closed the one in Park Meadows.
Well, whoa. That was strong.
It is.
Red Robin has gone to hell.
I usually get the chicken wrap, whiskey chicken wrap or whatever it's called, you know? And last time, they forgot to put chicken in it.
What? Just a wrap? It's just like lettuce.
I was like, dude, is this how much chicken you now put in it? He's like, oh, sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Yours has gone to hell.
I know.
When you got a chicken wrap and they forget to put the chicken in, that's gone to hell.
Hey, we thought of a new, you know how we were talking about Miss Rachel and we want to make you a character, BJ?
Yeah.
To make millions because she's bringing in $30 million.
Sure.
So somebody thought of the idea and I love it. Mr. Kleiner.
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
How about
perfect.
And you like shoot it live from your recliner.
Yeah. Yeah. Do everything from the recliner.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love
That's
it.
That's a great idea.
I know, right?
Yeah. Oh
my God.
Me and little kids. Me and the recliner.
Now, when you say you have a recliner, because I haven't been to your house, does it really have the thing, like the arm thing?
Well, no, I upgraded.
Oh,
I upgraded.
Okay.
I went different.
Okay.
I used to have the arm thing.
Yeah.
It just clunked when you did it.
Yeah.
Then it clunked when you'd put it down. But I got rid of that one because I kind of wore it out. Mm-hmm. I started to wear through to the springs on my ass.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, and it's starting to hurt a little bit, actually. So anyway, I went over to American Furniture Warehouse.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I bought one over there. Now, it's not the best quality. I'll be honest with you. Not the best quality. I could have gotten better. But I got this one. And it's like a sofa love seat type thing.
Oh, so you guys can sit together.
On this end, you can recline. And on this end, you can recline. But in the middle, you can't.
Yeah.
So I don't sit in the middle.
Right.
So right now, it's kind of lumpy on my side.
But does the middle have the fold down like cup holders?
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't go that full.
What?
I didn't go full tilt.
Now, is it because my dad had one. It's at his cabin and it also is a love seat like that.
Yeah.
But it's remote. Is yours remote?
No. Well, it's just a button.
Okay.
I'm on the side.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
And you have a phone jack too.
You have the charger. Yes, that's a must.
Yeah, it's built into it.
Man.
I don't like it though, Carson. I'm going to tell you
Why?
Right now. My knee hits a lot. It breaks it. Breaks the plug.
Oh, like breaks the charger off in the outlet?
It's on the inside.
Yeah.
And I don't like where they put the buttons either for the recliner.
Yeah.
Now that we're on recliner talk.
Yeah.
They put it right in the same area, so my knee's always hitting it before you go, whoa! I go flying backwards.
Yeah, that's a design flaw.
That's a design flaw.
Yeah,
they didn't put it in the right place.
Mm, wow.
But again, it's not the most expensive stuff.
Yeah. Is it pleather?
I would say, is that a fake leather?
Yes.
That kind of peels, you
it's find
pieces
flake.
In your hair.
It's going to flake, yes.
I'll take a nap on it during the day. I'll wake up, I'll find a little piece of pleather in my hair.
Yeah, sounds nice.
Yeah.
And okay, let me get all this straight. So, now, I do know this. But one day, this is a true story. I don't even know if I could tell it.
What?
The day your father, father-in-law sat there.
Well. Are we going to go there? Hey, look. A couple of days ago, Jamie was so angry because somebody parked in her space.
I was.
We went outside, and she was parked in a different space, and I brought it up. Woo, that was a mistake.
It was, because that's my spot.
Started cussing, crazy. But yeah, it's the same thing at home. My father-in-law got a blanket over his legs. Sitting in my seat.
Really settling in.
With the remote in
his hand. Oh, my God. I mean, no, you didn't tell me he had the remote.
Yeah, had the remote in his hand. My seat. With a blanket over his leg.
All up in your territory.
Yeah, I never offered to move.
Oh, my God. All right, anyway. Hey, you know what I was thinking? And then I'll get to tabloid trash really quick. But last night, we had that big birthday party and stuff, and there was a big aquarium at the sushi restaurant. I'm thinking about getting into the aquarium business.
I don't know, Jamie.
A big aquarium in my house.
You've not had a good
There are a lot of work.
Pets. Yeah.
Jamie's
not.
It.
She's not good with pets to begin with.
You guys really are negative. I'm excited about my new aquarium world.
They're also really expensive.
Like, you put
very, very expensive.
Fish in a garbage disposal once. Hello?
That was deserved.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Those were kissing fish.
You have
fish.
No empathy or feelings for fish.
Those were kissing fish, and I found out my boyfriend was cheating. I had gotten him kissing fish, so I put him down the garbage disposal and the rocks and everything. The rocks were the worst part. And I walked out of his house.
Again. No. You don't need an aquarium.
I'm just saying it was really peaceful. That huge aquarium at that restaurant, I was like, whoa. Imagine if you smoke pot. Whoa, look at the fish, man. I don't smoke pot, but
yeah,
if I
exactly.
did,
yeah.
I'd be like, whoa. Those are... So I have a new idea. So I agree that they're expensive and they're a lot of work. Well, you know how they have that fireplace channel on your TV?
Yeah.
What if I created the aquarium channel?
Oh, that's genius.
Right?
I'll bet it's
I'm pretty sure they already have that.
You guys, again, you are just buzzkill.
I'm pretty sure that exists.
Well, I don't know if it exists or not, but I'm just thinking that it might be out there.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Oh, there is an aquarium channel.
Yeah, there's got to be.
Ooh, all of you guys.
You got to have that.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. All right, there you go, tablet trash.
It's not our fault that it's already out there, Jamie. Plus, a person that goes and eats sushi a lot shouldn't own fish.
I get hungry.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem right. Yeah. Something weird about it. All right.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Oh, geez, Jamie.
No, I'm
Mics
saying
are
what
on?
He just wrote doesn't make sense.
Who?
Coach Prime.
All right, so let me fill people in on this thing, okay?
Okay.
Coach Prime came out just a couple months ago when his name was circulating about going to the NFL coach, okay? He said no way, that he's in Boulder, Colorado, loves Boulder, Colorado, wants to plant a big old flag up there on the hill and name a mountain after him, like
right?
Mount Prime or something
exactly.
like that, right?
Well,
so he said he's going to be here forever, okay?
Yeah.
He loves it. He just loves the Buffaloes. Well... All of a sudden, rumors started circulating that maybe Las Vegas, that he put his name in the hat for that job. They fired their coach. And then down in Dallas, Texas, that he's talking to Dallas about going there.
And what was his word? What were the words he used? It's intriguing.
Intriguing, yes.
Yeah, he said. Now, he didn't say, like, absolutely not. I'm staying at CU. He didn't say that. He said, after I got off the phone and thought about it for a little bit, it was intriguing. Well, that's not a man that's... sticking with his flag on the, you know, mounting flag and whatever.
If you're going to have Mount Prime, okay, here's what you would do. You would come out and say, Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys contacted me about that position, and I told him I'm not interested,
exactly.
that I'm a Colorado Buffalo for life.
Exactly.
That's what you say.
You don't
you
say the
clear
word
it up.
Intriguing.
Yes.
So then he just posts this, which is very hypocritical of what he's saying, okay?
Oh.
Be who you say you are and stop treating every day. Whoever you say you are, be that. We've got to stop changing like the weather or entertainer that's performing on stage with several outfits. You are him or her, therefore be proud of that and make it happen for yourself.
Coach Prime wrote that?
Yeah.
All right, let me dissect this, okay? Quit trick-or-treating every day.
And stop changing like the weather.
Okay. You know what the trick-or-treater is? That's somebody that's knocking on the door, asking for candy, right?
Uh-huh.
He's knocking on the door, the LA Raiders, or Las Vegas Raiders.
Yep. Yeah.
Las Vegas Raiders, asking for a job. He's out trick-or-treating for a gig.
Okay. Well, he said stop doing that. Right, so that doesn't make sense.
No, it's hypocritical.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I get it now.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes I'm just real dumb. So I apologize.
Yeah. No.
Right then, I was real dumb.
Because your whole deal was such a hypocrite.
No, you are right.
Why
I am
would
wrong.
You write this stuff when you're out there asking for a job?
All right, next,
trick or treat.
Okay.
Next.
All right. We've got to stop changing like the weather or entertainer that's performing on stage with several outfits.
Oh.
That's a run on.
Stop pretending to be something you're not.
Yeah.
Okay?
Like the coach of the CU Buffs.
Right.
Yes.
He's pretending that he is so dedicated to the Buffs right now that there's nothing could pry him away. And then really, it's all just a costume.
Right, because it's intriguing.
Because the real him.
Yeah, yeah.
When he takes that costume off, he's, you know, naked, and he's really probably looking for a gig somewhere. There you go.
Make it happen for yourself.
Whoa. I mean, go find the job.
Go out and get it.
Yeah, go out and get that job. Yep. So what do we think, in all honesty?
I think that he's leaving.
You do?
I think if Dallas can get Shador, he's gone for sure.
Man.
Let's go to the sports expert on the program.
Sounds great.
Spadell, what do you think?
I was convinced when he got that new quarterback from USC that he was going to stay here, but recently, I think he's gone, man.
You do?
Yeah. Oh. It just seems like it.
And you have wisdom. Like,
yeah,
you have
he always has.
Wisdom.
He just seems like he always has one foot out the door. Like he's just waiting for something better.
Sure
so,
does.
Yeah.
If
well,
I was
sure
a huge
does.
Donor, or if I've already bought like next season's, I'm mad.
Yeah, I would be too.
Right?
Yeah, if you run that university and you're the one that signed the big deal with him, and they gave him millions of dollars.
Well, I don't think you could be mad though, because he brought so much attention to the program.
He
did bring them a bunch of money. He made the program better. They have a higher GPA now.
He put us on the map, but again, he wants to coach his son, which I get that.
He's not in
the NFL.
He's not getting Mount Prime.
No, he's not.
He's not. He doesn't get it.
I am allowed to be mad at him, and I am mad at him because he's promised the world. What is he giving us? Like 3 years? 2 years?
Two.
Two?
Two.
Two, Jeremy.
Oh my God. Two. And all of this money and the enrollment was up. So imagine I'm like, I want to go to that cool school with Coach Prime.
Right.
And so I go to see you and then all of a sudden.
Yeah. He's not getting a mountain. He can have a street over there in Aurora if he wants, but maybe. He's not getting a mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Aurora.
Just say it.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, I think this is a public service announcement.
It kind of is.
We can actually write this down as we do good things for the community.
I like it. Yeah, we don't do a whole lot of good, but this might be good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, ready?
All right.
Let me read this to you. Good morning. Could you guys do me a favor? I'm a chef downtown, and I want to know if people are even planning to go out this weekend or if they're canceling their plans. I don't want my staff to work if everyone is staying home. Will you ask people to text in if it's okay? I just figured I would ask. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
So
because it's going to be minus 30 wind chill.
Or the stabbings.
I'm sorry. Somebody died. Okay. What? A couple of people died.
Yeah. I know. I'm just saying because of the violence. Maybe people aren't going downtown.
Nope. That's not what he said.
Oh, so you're saying that he said. He never said weather. He just said, are people going downtown? We've had a string of violence down there. So maybe he's referring to that.
I'm going to guess he's talking about minus 30 with the wind chill.
I feel like it was the weather.
Yeah.
Could be.
So Pizzo.
Could be. It could be.
My God.
But it's been violent.
But although you're kind of not, I mean, as much as that was not appropriate, you're kind of not off because I guess some of the city workers told the mayor yesterday they don't want to come downtown and work anymore.
Who did?
Some of the city workers said
that. They did?
Yeah, they don't feel safe working downtown anymore.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
I get it.
Yeah, me too. So you're not that far off.
All right. Weather,
horrible.
What do you think?
Weather.
Okay, so what do you think? What do you think?
I think everybody is cuddling up in their house this weekend. I think this weekend, I told you, it's cuddle weather. I think babies will be made this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the person that just wrote that to us, he's a chef, or she is a chef downtown.
Right.
Obviously, they're a restaurant because, you know, they're employees, should they come in or not.
Well, obviously, because he's a chef, that's a restaurant.
No. I'm saying could be the owner. Just because you're a chef doesn't mean you're the owner. Okay? Yeah. That's what it was implying. Okay. All right. I'm with you. I think that this weekend, shut her down, folks. Shut her down.
I mean, minus 30 wind chill.
Yep.
And plus, we're supposed to, starting Saturday, I think we're supposed to get heavy snowfall even.
Yeah.
So
Shut her down.
Yeah.
No fridge
Let's ask
soup.
The guy that you know, really gets out there and goes everywhere in town.
No soup for you.
Yeah,
no soup?
What do you think, Schmidel? You're the mover and shaker of this group.
Yeah.
I was actually trying to do something this weekend because my birthday's on Saturday, so I was hoping I could go out.
You're trying to book a restaurant?
Yeah, but the weather is just horrible.
Oh,
so.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
He's been waiting to try to tell us it's his birthday.
Ouch.
This fit perfectly, didn't it?
It was
convenient.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe you should tell the chef, right back to the chef, he or she, right back and say, hey, we did a survey, people are going to go out. Can I get a table?
Yeah.
For one.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, you have to place yourself.
Yeah, you're right.
By the way, let me just say this. We have a new... This went really bad. We have a new text line. It's the Berg Simpson text line, so it's not what it used to be. It's 303-222-5423 or 303-22-ALICE. Yeah, it's the same request line, but you can also text it. Again, it's 303-22-ALICE, and it's the Berg Simpson text line. We switched it all over, so that's our text, okay? Let me read this one. The weather is exactly what I was thinking about, but completely didn't take the other thing in consideration. I will not be going out. Heck no. Going to be cozy at home. It's NFL playoffs weekend. Keep the bars open. Oh.
I didn't think about that. People want to go.
Well, we don't know if he's a bar place or she is a bar place or a
sit down.
Oh my God. All right, I think we figured it out.
Okay, there we go.
Decisive. Yeah, right? Yeah. Oh my God, so dumb.
All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Holy moly, we just found out off air that Carson hasn't been to the dentist in years. I wouldn't have guessed that of you.
Years.
I know, you're the planner guy.
Yeah, here's a guy that's got his oil changes on a blackboard in his kitchen at home. And you've never been to the dentist in the last like 7-8 years?
Number one, I'm terrified of the dentist. And when I was younger with hockey and getting my teeth knocked out, a couple of my teeth knocked out, I didn't have a good experience with the dentist every time I went. So of course I'm going to have a fear
of it. Now this makes more sense. Okay. Now like, I understand.
It was traumatic going out with missing teeth and then having like to get, you know, fitted for caps and
it's just not
a fun time. And us hockey players, we have bad teeth. So every time I go there, they're, we got to do something major. Here we go.
It creeps me out every time I see that commercial for those like those permanent dentures. Yeah. And they show the screws.
Oh, and the clicking. Yes! Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Did you see that guy who swallowed his clip-ons?
No.
Whatever they're called, click-ons. He swallowed them.
Click-on teeth?
Yeah, they're permanent dentures. And they're like magnetic or something. I don't know what they are, but they click. Haven't you seen those drill like show on the commercials?
Yeah, those are implants.
Yeah, but they click in. They have dentures that do that too.
I don't know how they click in, but I know they're called just dental implants.
Yeah,
right?
So they have those and they click in, and the guy swallowed his.
No kidding.
Yeah, and he felt something. He's like, I wonder. Oh, something really hurts. So, and they did an X-ray, and they saw his teeth in his throat.
Oh.
They have to go get him, or did they have to wait till he poops him out?
No, they got stuck.
Yeah, there's no way.
They got stuck in his esophagus.
I always feel like the dentist can be like, oh, man, this is terrible. You have we're going to have to take all your teeth out.
Well, they're never going to say take out
all your teeth. I know, but it just, you know, it gets in my head, and I'm like, I do not want to do it.
They want to keep your teeth.
Yeah, they want to keep your teeth. Now, if they're going to take them out, they'd suggest one at a time. So you have to go back, go back, go back. They make
more
money.
You're not helping me.
Make more money on you at that all. Way. Yeah. You know, every dentist I've ever had is a little wacky. They're a little. And maybe it's working in somebody's mouth all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but everyone I've ever had is a little strange.
Really?
Yeah.
I know a lot of good dentists. I don't feel like they're wacky.
Yeah, I've had a few wackies, and I don't know any personally.
Yeah.
Okay, but I've had a few. Remember, one invited me to a hypnosis party.
Oh.
Remember this?
You're close with your dentist.
He did. He invited me to a hypnosis party one time.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was wacky.
That sounds a little wacky, BJ.
Then he quit the profession and became a professional poker player.
Really?
Yeah, with Vegas.
That is nuts.
That was my dentist. Then I found a new one.
Yeah, okay. Well,
give me the name of that place so I don't go there.
Yeah, great story.
No, he's in Vegas now. He's playing poker, I think. Yeah, something like that. Now, this place, you've not been in 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Are you going back to or are you looking for a new place?
No, I'm going to go back there because they deal with the Avalanche. They work with a lot of the
pro teams. You are such a, oh my God.
No, but they're the ones who worked on my teeth when I was younger.
Oh my God. I go there because the Avalanche go.
Really?
Hey, listen, I got bad teeth. Hockey players have bad teeth. I figured they're the best.
What do you call that? Like a hoe something? What is that?
Homer.
No, he's like a Avalanche hoe. You know, he follows the team everywhere.
Yeah, they call them homers.
They do?
Yeah.
No, those homos.
A groupie,
right?
A groupie.
Yeah,
but they also call it something. Yeah. You are like the ultimate group. I go there because the Avalanche go.
Because they can like give you the Gretzky smile or something.
Yeah, they got the Gretzky package.
Patrick Waugh.
The sack, the captain deal.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alrighty, there you go. A Wednesday program. Any big plans today, Jamie?
Yeah, I'm going to take in a bunch of red number three.
I saw where they banned it.
Yeah, they banned it. So I'm just going to eat as much red number three because, you know, it's the maraschino cherries.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do about that. It's your Red Hots. It's your Mike and Mike's, what are those little hot, the tamales?
Mike and Ike's?
Yeah, that'll be your tamales. Yeah. The hot tamales.
It's in Fanta, too.
Fanta. Yeah. So I'm going to load up on Fanta and Mike and Ike's.
Man.
Yeah, I'm just getting all the red. dead.
I'll be honest with you. Jamie's been preaching this for a long time. She really has. I've always thought she was nuts.
Well.
You know, just over the edge nuts, like scared, you know, just paranoid, whatever. But now the FDA this morning, this is breaking news, by the way.
Yeah.
This red dye number three that's in everything, and it's still out there. It's not like all this stuff's been pulled off the shelves. It's now been banned all across America.
I wonder how long it's going to take for them to change their formulas and everything.
I have no idea.
Right? Yeah.
We have a lot of Mike's Red Hots to eat.
So I bet they're going to give them like a year or something.
Yeah.
You know, don't you think?
Should we do our part and go out and consume all we can of this stuff like you're going to do?
Get it off the shelves,
That way it clears it up.
Right.
All right. Although
it may not be that hard because Europe, I feel like, has it down. Like all the food over there is...
Yeah, they don't use it.
Exactly.
That's true.
And they've been doing that forever, so...
And the other thing is, I think maraschino cherries aren't... they're non-food grade. So you're not even supposed to eat them in the first place, so I guess those will still exist.
From the Associated Press, it says food manufacturers will have until January 2027 to remove all the dye from their products.
Oh, great. So we have a couple more years to get cancer.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, well, at least we're making it safe for people that aren't born yet.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But listen, I am serious when I tell you stop giving your kid those maraschino cherries.
Yeah, I know
you
are.
Those are so bad, BJ.
I don't buy them.
They're loaded.
Are those the ones that when you ask for cherries in your soda, when you're at a restaurant, is that what they use?
Yeah, and they're non-food grade. They're not even legally, like they're not considered food. They're decorative. Yeah,
we do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
No, they're so bad.
I hear you. I hear you.
They're really bad.
I won't anymore.
Okay.
I won't anymore. All right, everybody. Have a great day today. Enjoy. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.